Freie Universität, Underground Station. Well, are you also going to the demonstration against the Vietnam War in the Auditorium Maximum at the university? You know, it's really important that we as many as possible. The International Vietnam Congress is coming up soon, and we need a big lobby. Not everyone has to go on hunger strike like I did last year for the imprisoned Fritz Teufel, co-founder of Commune One. But you should at least be there. Why are you looking at me so questioningly? What? It's not 1968 when the Vietnam War was still to last another 7 years? To be honest, I imagine people from the 21st century to be more futuristic. You don't look any different than students who started in 1968. Well, your hair is a bit short, and I've never seen that glowing signaling device in your hand before. What's my name, you ask? Rudi Dutschke, of course. Almost everyone here knows me. I'm studying sociology, ethnology, philosophy, and history here at the Freie Universität, FU for short. Maybe I'll do a PhD, but I'll have to think about that carefully. By the way, after my Abitur, our school leaving exam, I was a sports reporter for the tabloid newspaper BZ, which belonged to the evil Axel Springer publishing house back then, as it still does today. Fortunately, I made it to the West before the Berlin Wall was built. And now I'm here, right in the middle of the 1960s student movement. Whether it's handing out leaflets, organizing rallies, or informing the good people about grievances in our society, I'm really trying to do everything I can to finally change something. Enough about me. You said you want to start your studies here next term? Well, then I'd be happy to show you around a bit here at the Dahlem Science and Research Campus. I'm very curious to see what has changed. Come on, let's walk towards the university and see what's going on. It really does look so different, and the cars, total madness. I hope you're not one of those establishment clowns, but you don't look like a member of the stuffy old guard to me. Did you know that this area is also called the German Oxford? Well, if we really are in the 21st century, as you claim, this center of science has now been around for more than 100 years. Just outside the hustle and bustle of the booming capital, here in this beautiful greenery, the Kaiser Wilhelm Society built the first German research campus in 1912. Even in your time, some of its former institutes are still part of today's Max Planck Society, named after the famous young man from Kiel, Max Planck, the Nobel Prize winner and founder of quantum physics. It is Germany's most successful research organization, with around 30 Nobel Prizes awarded to the researchers there. It is on a par with the world's best and most respected research institutions. You have to know, here in Dahlem, people are very proud of all these awards and titles. Well, a Nobel Prize is something special, after all. Let's now walk to various places that have decisively shaped Dahlem as a science location. And that will also play a central role in your future. The route will take us to some of the buildings of Freie Universität Berlin, the Museum Europäischer Kulturen and the past campus library in the direction of Domäne Dahlem,